The Bracknell Town Podcast. For fans, by fans. Come on the Robins.
We all follow the Robins wherever they may go.
Thank you for listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast. I'm James the Captain Birdseye. We've got a double bubble for you today. First of all, our trip Saturday against Salisbury in the league, and then Monday night football under the lights against Hanwell at home. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Unofficial Robins Podcast. Team sheet has just been released from Bracknell in between the sticks. We have Grant at number two, Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Richards at four, Dan Bayliss as captain at number five, Scott Reese at six, Abbas Gornan at seven, Lodge at eight, Jordan Esprit at nine, Max Herbert at 10, and Mikhail Platt at 11. On the bench, we have Anthony Cheshire, George Knight, Moore, Giotha, Braithwaite, and Cook. Come on, the Robins. It's the Unofficial Robins Podcast, and the final whistle has literally just been blown at Salisbury, where the result is 2-1. 2-1 to Salisbury, a defeat for Bracknell Town. I'm with Steve the Gaffer-witty. Steve, eight old adage, but a game of two halves, really.
Yeah, what a disappointing second half. I've got to say, I don't think the new managers will be too pleased with that. That's our first away defeat, I think, since 2019, I'm being told. So, disappointing. A really, really scrappy affair. We just didn't seem to be able to string a pass together, James, in that second half. So, a little bit deflated, but look, it is what it is. We move on to our next game Monday.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, next game Monday. And we're just very much, wish Aussie the new management team well as well. They're all here now. So, there was some great play in the first half, but we came out, we just didn't seem to have that desire and want, really, I think.
Yeah, look, once again, it's another physically strong side in this division, and I think we allowed ourselves to be bullied. We seemed to keep turning into trouble in the midfield. Our midfielders really struggled to hold onto the ball. We're put under an immense amount of pressure, particularly the first 20 minutes of that second half. You know, they deserved to be 2-1, and I've got to say they deserved the victory as well. I think our only real strike on in the second half of worthy note was sort of Gary hitting the crossbar. But otherwise, it is what it is. We were beaten by a physically stronger team, and we didn't play any football.
Well, we're going to be back with you with the deep analysis a little bit later, straight after this.
Welcome to the Unofficial Robins Podcast. We are here tonight at the much anticipated Southern Premier League fixture between Bracknell Town and Hanwell Town. Fingers crossed our new management team will get their first points on the board this evening. We've got the team sheet here, which I'll read in the dry because it is a little bit of an autumn evening this evening, a bit of wind and rain out there. In goal, we've got Simon Grant, Jack Dean, Ethan Burden, Adam Richards and Dan Bayliss, who's captain tonight at the back. It looks like a five-man midfield. So we've got George Knight, Gary Obiscon, Ashley Lodge, Max Herbert, Shamar Moore, with Jordan Espreet up top. On the bench, we've got Platt, Cook, Gopher Braithwaite, Cheshire and Medford Smith. As we say, fingers crossed for the new management team. Let's see if we can get a result tonight. Come on, you Robins.
This is the unofficial Robins podcast, and here we are at Bottom Meadow, and it's half time between Bracknell and Hanwell Town. The score at half time is 1-1. I'm joined today by Paul Pomery, famous, of course, from the Pomcast, to sort of give a couple of views in terms of this first half. Paul, what's your view? How do you think we've done?
To be honest, Steve, it's pretty much the same as we've had for the last couple of weeks. Pretty bright start, first 5 or 10 minutes. Did manage to get ourselves a goal, penalty through Jordan. He won the penalty, did really well, put it away nicely. After that, we've just been second best to everything for the rest of the half. And I think Hammer are really showing us how to pass the ball. We're trying to counter-attack. There's a lot of long ball again out of the back. And I can only see it going one way in the second half unless we change something.
Yeah, I've got to say there is definitely a difference in terms of intensity between the two teams. I would say, you know, that they're pressing quite high, a lot of pace, and you're right, they do seem to be controlling the ball quite well. I think they've scored one to make it 1-1 at half time, but you know, there's a couple more there. There was one that literally just scraped past the post just before half time. So you're right, we're lucky not to be maybe 2 or 3-1 down. But look. Let's see what happens in the second half.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the midfield is getting played around, yep. Which has happened for the last few games. Let's hope that the new guys can see this and perhaps make a change, and maybe change the tactics as well as some personnel.
Fantastic. Well, we'll speak to you at half-time. Full-time, sorry. And the score at the half-time is 1-1. So here we are, it's full time between Hamwell and Bracknell and Hamwell, and it's Bracknell 1, Hamwell 1. And I've got to say, I think I'm actually quite encouraged by the performance of Bracknell in sort of the last 20-25 minutes after against a really, 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 really good Hamwell team. What do you think, Paul?
No, absolutely, Steve. I think we certainly played better in the second half. Like you say, Hamwell, a very good side, very good passing side, very strong. But, you know, we dug in. We really didn't give them many opportunities. Didn't create a huge amount ourselves. But at the end of the day, I think we're happy with the draw, and I'm sure they will be as well.
Yeah, and I think what was interesting, I think the manager, of course, you've got to remember the managers have only had one training session, and this will be their second game seeing the team. So I think they would have probably learnt a lot. And I think what we're looking forward to now, of course, is the FA Cup on Saturday. So fingers crossed.
Absolutely. So FA Cup on Saturday. I think the guys made good substitutions tonight.
Yep.
I think they made the right decisions. They're learning all the time. So, you know, it's FA Cup. Anything can happen. But I'm pretty hopeful for Saturday. Let's see how far we can go in that competition.
Yeah, well done today, Bracknell. That was a good point against a tough team. Cheers. So here we are, of course, after the 1-1 draw, Bracknell versus Hamwell, and I'm with Kane, the Bracknell chairman. So, Kane, first points for the new management team. Happy with that tonight?
I thought it was a great second half performance. It was you're coming in against a team that are well on form in Hamwell. They're well on form, so coming into that game, like I think Dodsey said at the weekend, fairy tales were. We're writing the script. It'd be different, but I thought, all in all, fair point tonight, fair point.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, to be fair, a much changed side from what we saw with Hamwell last season. Looked like they brought some great additions in. A lot of pace, attacking prowess. I thought they were a good side. And, of course, we're now on to the FA Cup. So, of course, important for the coffers and, of course, an important for the prestige of the club as well. So, an important game on Saturday.
Yeah, massive. FA Cup's always good. It always brings a bit of excitement. Certainly from a fan and a player perspective, you know, the players always want to be involved in an FA Cup game. But as a club, you know, we'd love a run in the FA Cup. You know, looking back, I think, when was the first round proper? God, it was a lifetime ago.
Lifetime ago.
So, you know, the FA Cup brings about something special. So, yeah, but you just have to take it a game at a time, everyone. You know, people look at where they are in the league, but it means absolutely nothing. League position, whether you're step one, two, three, four, whatever, it doesn't really matter in the FA Cup. Everyone's got a chance, and you'll see that at the weekend. It will just be a completely different game.
Absolutely. And while I've got you, it'll be amiss of me not to say for you to say a few words for Seb, of course, who's moved on this week.
You know, it was a real tough conversation I had with Seb 2 years ago when they first came in for him, but I asked if he could help get us up, and he did, and obviously COVID slowed our progression, and I said it in my interview, and I couldn't stand in his way when they come again, and he's 27 years of age. You know, 27 years of age, an opportunity to play step one. I would not stand in anyone's way. I'd fight two for now if a step two club come in for any one of our players.
Yep.
But when a step one club comes in, you have to do what's right by the player. And at 27 years of age, that, like he said to me, this could be the last time I'm asked to go and play at that level. So I respected that. And Seb has been an absolute law servant over 5 or 6 years to this club. And he's a lovely, lovely lad. And
absolutely.
He deserves it. And he went with my blessing. Absolutely. He's, you know, fantastic move for Seb. And, you know, we wish him all the best. Yeah. Sincerely wish him all the best.
No, we're all the same. And, of course, I think as fans, I think we'll be watching his every move with pride. And wishing him all the best for the future. But thanks for your time, Kane. Thank you.
Superb.
Cheers. I've now got Carl Withers with me, of course, one of the new managers of Bracknell Town, after the result, 1-1 draw against Hanwell today. Carl, what's your take on the game today?
I think probably the lads in there probably felt that we probably should and maybe could have won that game. First off, we weren't at it, we knew that, and we got into them. You know, put a few things right, and you know, started. It came down to work rate, you know, desire, and I think you saw that second half. They really sort of stuck to the game plan that we put them at half time and went out there, and you know, I think we controlled the game and we were looked on top. You know, credit to Hanwell, they were a good side, and
great.
You know, they had some chances. They're very quick in the transition, but we were resilient first half and second half. You know, on another day, maybe what you know, Bayliss's header from that corner might have gone in, but. You know, a point is a good point against a side that are going to be up there, no doubt. And, you know, our first home game, you know, it was great to see so many supporters down here. And, you know, hopefully we can build on that and take it into the FA Cup on Saturday.
Yeah, superb, superb. So how's your time been? So what's it, one training session, two games? Have you found it with the squad?
It's been a whirlwind. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, it's as we're finding, you know, certain clubs do things certain ways. And for us, it's been trying to sort of understand sort of how it goes on behind the scenes, you know, understanding and learning and building friendships with the players. And we'll do that slowly. You know, that's something that me and Doz have always prided ourselves on, you know, understanding the player, knowing everything about them, because if they trust you and you trust them, then you're going to get on like a house on fire, you know. So that's the biggest thing for us. It will take time, we know that, and you know, Kane, you know, there's no expectations on us this season. We know we'd love to, you know, get in the playoffs. I know Kane's ambition and whatnot, but for us, you know, it's about learning each one of them players, knowing what ticks them over, what, how to get the best out of them, and you know, see where the season takes us.
Yeah, and of course, Saturday, of course, an opportunity FA Cup. I don't think this club's got to the third qualifying round too often in its history. So a big game for us on Saturday. So
very big game, you know. It's an opportunity to, you know, certainly with the carrot of conference size coming in the next round, you know, it's certainly a massive game for the club. You know, if we can, I don't know much about Yate, but obviously they're in our league and I think they're sort of in the bottom of things. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's an FA Cup. It's a one-off game, as everybody knows. So, you know, we can't go there taking them lightly because of their league position. We've got to go there, respect them and just basically try and execute the game plan. You know, we'll train first. Day, work on a few things, try and sort of implement a few of our ideas, and hopefully, yeah, Saturday we'll go with a full strength side and come back with a win.
Fantastic. Look, welcome aboard, Carl, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. See you later. Cheers. Bye.
It's the Unofficial Robins Podcast, and I have the wonderful Steve the Gaffer Witty on the line. How are you doing, Steve?
Very well, James. How are you? Good evening to you.
Yes, not too bad, not too bad. Busy as always, but yes, we've had a busy sort of long weekend of football, really, haven't we? Saturday all the way down to Salisbury and then at home to Hanwell. So lots and lots to talk about.
Yeah. What a weekend. It does feel quite busy when you have Monday night football, long distance travel on a Saturday and then a Monday night football. It does seem quite on top of you. And I'm sure our new management duo thought exactly the same. What was it? First training session on Thursday. First nice long trip away on the Saturday and then straight into another game on a Monday. So a nice baptism of fire for them, really, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, bit of a whirlwind. Completely, very much straight back in there. Oh, do you know what? We've got another surprise. I thought I would surprise you. Yes, I mean, dear Steve, I thought I'd surprise you. Apparently, he now goes and anchors some small podcast, very, very small. I mean, a lot smaller than here, called the Pomcast. And apparently, some people say a lot funnier than us. But yeah, I'm fine with that.
Is that
the Pom.
Good afternoon, good evening, gentlemen. How are we?
Oh, what a lovely surprise. I thought I would sneak him in. Everyone's been saying, oh, that podcast. Oh, it's a lot better. So I thought, right, fine then. I'll have him on board.
Does that mean we have to be trans-humorous, James? We're not very good at that.
No, we're not. We're not. Well, yeah.
Paul, you can be the funny man. So we were just talking there, Paul, about this weekend's football that I'm not sure if you felt the same. Two games in what was it, 72 hours. Mm-hmm. Felt quite busy, didn't it?
It was busy, very busy. And yeah, it's at the end of the day, perhaps not the results we wanted, but it was a good weekend all in all.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know, I sort of went into the weekend a little bit apprehensive. I'm sure we all were, you know, new management team. Seb going, despite the fact we probably knew sort of 10 days ago that Seb was probably on his way. And I think it was just a case, I went into the game on Saturday and if I was honest, I was just sort of hoping that we held it together, really. I think it was a deflating game, wasn't it, that game against Salisbury?
Oh, it was very much, yeah. I think the most annoying thing for me about it was that Salisbury were not a good side.
I think that's very fair, actually. Yeah. You know, it was a position where I didn't feel that we got massively beaten by a team that really were sort of on the money, really. It's our first defeat for a very long time. I think, was it 2019? Someone said a defeat
away defeat. The previous defeat was I think it was three games prior or two games prior to that in the league, wasn't it? But away, you're quite right.
So we got the big hide, really. But yeah, it was definitely quite deflating, you know, about that. So I guess let's go through the game a little bit. How do we feel they sort of came out, as it were, from the blocks?
Well, Bracknell or Salisbury? So Salisbury came out looking like Land of the Giants. quite physical, quite direct. Yeah. I think, as always, we start brightly for a few minutes and then from there, I'm going to say it, I thought we were bullied.
Yeah, I think you're actually, I think we've seen that this season quite a lot, particularly up front for us. Our players are not the biggest and, you know, to be perfectly honest, almost every team we've played against, we've got some right old lumps at centre-backs.
I think that's pretty much how the game went for us, really. I would say I don't think either team was particularly great in terms of football. I thought maybe some of the drive that we'd seen the previous week against Chesham wasn't there. We didn't quite feel at it. Mm-hmm. And you know, if we're talking about, you know, I think their second goal that ultimately won the game, I'm sorry, but I think Simon Grant could have done better with it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously from where I was standing, it wasn't that clear, but it did seem to loop over rather than going with any power. But you know, again, we did have some chances. You know, I think you could say at half time that, you know, we deserve possibly to be in the lead. But certainly second half, you know, that they came out, they must have changed something, and we really didn't get a look in the second half.
It was a very poor second half for us, really, wasn't it? Was going to go one or two ways, but it really went downhill, and yeah, that was difficult to watch a little bit.
Yeah, it was. I'll put it into context, though. You know what's that? We've lost six games, including that would have been what, 1-2, drawn 1, lost 1 was really where we were up till that stage. So we weren't in a bad run of form, were we? So I put it down as a bit of a blip and was hoping for a little bit more on Monday night. I'm not sure if you was the same, Paul.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think the thing to remember is something that I've been thinking about is we got so spoilt last year. We were disappointed last year if we weren't winning by 3 and 4 goals.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's a different league. It's a much tougher league. There are much better teams. And even the poor teams are much better. And so, you know, it's just something that we need to get used to. Just the fact that, you know, we are competing in a tougher league and not everything's going to go our way.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a really good point you make there, because I don't think, you know, I think all the teams are very even in this league. I haven't seen anyone that's made me think, oh my God, they're amazing. But I haven't seen anyone yet who's poor. They're all quite physically strong, quite direct.
Yes.
And I always remember what the Western Superman manager said to us pre-season. Yeah. Anyone can beat anyone in this league. And I think he's bob on right.
I think he's absolutely correct. And you're so right with that, because last season we very much went, okay, yeah, we should be okay here. We should be okay. We should get a win here. Oh, yeah, that's going to be tricky. They're right up there or such like. I don't feel that with this. Every single game and every single team has the potential of beating us, and we have the potential of beating them, or we have the potential of a draw. It is very, very competitive. No, completely agree with that.
Absolutely. And I think, Steve, also, I remember the Western Supermare manager, he actually said the best team doesn't really win this league. It isn't about the football, it's about the physicality.
Yeah. Interesting. So about the physicality, we're going to just move on for time's sake, gents. So, yes, the game on Monday at home against Hanwell.
Yeah, we came out the blocks fast. I think penalty after 5 minutes, we looked at it. Literally, I think it was a couple of minutes later as well. Jordan Esprit could have had a second goal when he was clean through. A great run from him, broke the defensive line and just slotted it wide. And I'm sitting there after sort of 7 or 8 minutes thinking, blimey, we really look at it today. But then I think from there, Hanwell then started to control that first half. Equalised, of course, to make it, you know, equalised. I think I can't remember what minute it was. It was quite quick after our goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was about 16, 17 minutes.
Yeah, 16, 17 minutes. And I've got to say, Hanwell, what a really good side. They had their number 2 at the back, didn't put a foot wrong. Their number 7 in midfield, what a player.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I think genuinely, our defence had to hold out really well to get to 1-1, because I sort of got to half-time thinking, go on, blimey, you know, we could have been 2-3-1 down here, and it would have been a reflection of the performance as well. We were, though, also a little bit flat.
Yeah, we were. But I think second half, Steve, I think, you know, I've been thinking about it today. Hanwell are a good side. There's no choice.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
They're very good football inside, as well as the physicality. And, you know, we dug in and we matched them. It wasn't necessarily pretty. It wasn't necessarily what we're used to in terms of flying forward all the time, but we matched them. And I think the reaction from the boys after Saturday was very, very good last night.
Yeah, I was also the same. The second half performance, they definitely said something at half time. You could see it, because suddenly we started to bite in the tackle. We started to put them under a little bit of pressure. And genuinely, it was a much more even half. And if you got to full time, I wouldn't have been surprised if we nicked it. You know, I think there was the header from Dan Bayliss.
Yeah, it's a bit of pressure last sort of 10, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And sort of last 10, 15 minutes, I genuinely thought we looked like we could have got something out of the game. And I'm in the same place as you. That half was probably out of them two games we're talking about over the weekend was the first time I saw a little bit of that spark back in us. We really did look like we were at it and for playing for each other. And I liked it.
Absolutely. I think the other thing we showed last night, the second half, is how good we've become without the ball.
Yeah. Agreed. Particularly if you look at it from the wide positions, our two fullbacks tuck in beautifully, don't they? Track the runners, stifle any sort of attempt down them flanks. And of course, that gives, you know, the height of Dan Bayliss in the centre of the park, who very dominant in the air, isn't he? Very dominant. To really sort of to control the game, but no, it was I was really pleased with the second half as well, and I think genuinely you would have seen we had got a bit of an interview with interview after the game, and genuinely I think it was a good point and a nice point for the new management team.
I think so, and I think to be honest, I think they were probably happy with the point at the end of the game, much the same as I think we were.
Yeah, and we've got to remember Hamwell, how they started the season. I think, what are they, third or fourth?
Yeah, well, I'm absolutely certain that they'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the playoffs. Yeah,
absolutely agree. So a good side, a good point, and it sets us up quite nicely, I think, for... I'm quite excited about this Saturday, guys.
I know.
Yes, a big trip away, isn't it, gentlemen?
Do you know what? I love the FA Cup. I've been a little... I know we had a great season last season, okay, and I'm never going to take that away, but I've missed that little FA Cup run these last few years.
I know. I mean, I think we've been unlucky with the draws this year, because part of that romance, I think, of the FA Cup is that you get to go to places you don't normally go.
Yeah.
And we've played three teams now, or will have done, that are in our league, which is a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
But we've got a really good chance, haven't we, really, against Yate Town. I think, was it 5-0 they lost to Poole, I think, in the league, something like that. So, you know, I think we've got a great chance. It's going to be a lovely, lovely away day. And Pom, are you going to take it there will be a bit of information and all the gossip of what you need to do and travel and all that sort of stuff on the Pomcast?
Well, we're having a look. We haven't done it for cup games yet.
Okay,
let's see what happens.
It's popular demand. Yeah. So
one thing I can say right now is that there are no trains on Saturday. So if anyone is looking to get there by train, I'm afraid you're going to get unlucky.
Yeah. Oh well, yeah, indeed, there is a strike on that. But thank you guys as always. Absolutely fantastic to talk about the games. As ever, I will see you at the game. Very much looking forward. Yep. And until next time, thanks very much. Ta-ta for now. Thanks so much to Steve the Gaffer Witty and Pom there, Paul Pomery. Lovely to chat about the two games. We're going to be back with you next week to talk about the game all the way down in Gloucester at Yates Town in the FA Cup. But until then, please do get in touch via all the socials. You can get us at unofficialrobins @gmail.com on email, and also unofficialrobins on Twitter. It'd be great to chat to you. But we'd be really, really, really obliged. Before that, if you can like, subscribe and share the Unofficial Robins podcast. Ta-ta for now.